Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
You know what keeps me up at night? It's not hackers, not ransomware. It's watching organizations hand their crown jewels to AI assistants without a second thought. Today, we're diving into data exfiltration via AI chatbots. And I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll never look at that helpful little chat window the same way again. Section, the Trojan horse in your tech stack. Let me paint you a picture. Your organization just deployed an AI assistant to boost productivity. Within weeks, employees are pasting source code, customer data, financial projections, and merger details directly into chat windows. They're not being careless. They're doing exactly what you told them to do. Use AI to work smarter. Here's the problem. You've essentially installed a confessional booth that records everything and potentially shares it with parties you never intended. This isn't hypothetical. In 2023, Samsung engineers leaked proprietary semiconductor code through ChatGPT. By 2025, these incidents multiplied across industries, and attackers noticed. Data exfiltration via AI chatbots operates on three fundamental vectors: direct training data leakage. Information shared with external AI services may be incorporated into model training, making it retrievable by others' prompt injection attacks. Malicious instructions hidden in documents or data that hijack the AI to extract and transmit sensitive information, conversation history exploitation. Attackers compromising chat logs, API endpoints, or model memory to harvest accumulated. Organizational knowledge. The OHWASP LLM Top 10 categorizes these risks under LLM 06, Sensitive Information Disclosure, and LLM 01, Prompt Injection. MITRE Atlas maps them to techniques like AML.T0024, Exfiltration via ML Inference API, and AML.T0051, Model Inversion. But frameworks don't capture the visceral reality. Employees trust these tools implicitly. Code example shown in the article. Think of it this way. Every AI chatbot is essentially a new employee with perfect memory who talks to everyone in your company. Would you give that employee unrestricted access without background checks, monitoring, or data handling policies? Here's my take on this. Every AI chatbot you deploy is functionally an insider with perfect memory. Treat its data access accordingly. Section, anatomy of AI-mediated exfiltration attacks. Let's get technical about how attackers actually weaponize your AI tools. I've categorized the primary attack patterns based on incident response work and threat intelligence from 2024 to 2025. Pattern 1. Indirect prompt injection via document poisoning. An attacker embeds malicious instructions within documents they know will be processed by your AI system. When an employee asks the AI to summarize or analyze the document, the hidden prompt executes. Code example shown in the article. This maps to MITRE Atlas AML.T0054, LLM prompt injection. The attack succeeds because the AI cannot reliably distinguish between legitimate document content and injected instructions. Pattern 2. Memory persistence exploitation. Modern AI assistants maintain conversation context and increasingly offer persistent memory features. Attackers target these stores directly, compromising API keys to query conversation history endpoints, exploiting weak access controls on vector databases, storing embeddings, social engineering support staff to export conversation logs. Pattern 3. Model extraction with data reconstruction. When organizations fine-tune models on proprietary data, attackers can sometimes reconstruct training data through carefully crafted queries, a technique called model inversion. Research demonstrated this against GPT-based systems where repeated probing extracted verbatim training examples. Pattern 4. Plugin and integration abuse. Enterprise AI deployments often integrate with internal systems via plugins, APIs, or retrieval augmented generation, RAG. Each integration is an exfiltration pathway. Code example shown in the article. The beauty of these attacks, from the adversary's perspective, is deniability. The employee initiated the interaction. The AI performed its function. Data left through legitimate channels. Good luck proving intent. Here's my take on this. The most dangerous AI exfiltration attacks are invisible because they hijack legitimate workflows. The user never knows their request triggered data theft. Section: Building a defense in depth architecture. Stopping AI-mediated exfiltration requires rethinking data flow architecture. You can't just bolt security onto existing deployments. You need to design containment from the ground up. Layer 1: Data classification and input sanitization. Before any data touches an AI system, classify it. Implement pre-processing pipelines that detect and block sensitive data types. Code example shown in the article. Layer 2: Network segmentation and proxy architecture. Never allow direct connections between user workstations and external AI APIs. Route all traffic through inspection proxies. Code example shown in the article. Layer 3: Output monitoring and anomaly detection. Monitor what comes back from AI systems. Anomalous responses, unusually long outputs, base 64 encoded sections, structured data that wasn't requested, warrant investigation. Deploy behavioral analytics to baseline normal AI interaction patterns per user role. Layer 4: Self-hosted models for sensitive workloads. For truly sensitive operations, deploy on-premises or private cloud LLMs. Models like Llama, Mistral, or enterprise offerings from major vendors can run entirely within your security perimeter. Yes, they're less capable than frontier models. That's the trade-off. Here's my take on this. Defense in depth for AI isn't optional. It's architectural. If you can't inspect every byte going to and from your AI systems, you don't control your data. Section: Detection and monitoring strategies. You cannot prevent what you cannot see. Effective monitoring for AI-mediated exfiltration requires new telemetry sources and detection logic. Essential data sources, full conversation logs, every prompt and response, time-stamped and attributed token-level analytics, track input, output token counts per user and session API call metadata, latency patterns, error rates, payload sizes, plugin invocation logs, which integrations are triggered, and what data they access detection rules worth implementing. Start with these high-fidelity detections in your SIEM. Code example shown in the article, behavioral indicators to monitor users. Suddenly submitting 10 times their normal volume to AI tools after hours. AI usage spikes from specific accounts. Sequential queries that appear to systematically probe for specific data types. Conversations that reference internal system names, project code names, or restricted topics. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework emphasizes continuous monitoring under its govern and manage functions. Implement feedback loops where detection findings inform policy updates in near real time. Forensic readiness. When incidents occur, and they will, you need forensic capability. Ensure your architecture preserves immutable conversation logs with cryptographic integrity verification. User session context at time of interaction. Model version and configuration state. Complete plugin execution traces. Here's my take on this. Traditional DLP watches the door. AI exfiltration sneaks out through the conversation. You need monitoring that understands context, not just patterns. Section: Policy and governance frameworks. Technical controls fail without governance scaffolding. Security architects must drive policy that acknowledges AI's unique risk profile. Acceptable use policies for AI tools. Your policy must explicitly address data classification levels permitted in AI interactions, prohibited use cases, e.g., no customer PI, no source code, no M&A discussions, approved AI tools and services with security vetting consequences for policy violations. This needs teeth. Vendor assessment requirements. Before approving any AI service, require vendors to answer. Is conversation data used for model training? Can this be disabled? Where is data stored geographically? For how long? What access do vendor employees have to conversation content? What happens to data if the service is discontinued? How are prompt injection attacks mitigated? Integration with existing frameworks. Map AI governance to established standards. NIST AI RMF. Use the map, measure, manage, and govern functions to structure your program. OHWASP LLM Top 10. Reference for technical risk identification, ISO 27001. Extend existing ISMS controls to AI systems, SOC2. Include AI data handling and scope for compliance attestations. Governance isn't bureaucracy. It's the scaffolding that makes technical controls enforceable and auditable. Here's my take on this. Policy without enforcement is wishful thinking. Technical controls without policy are chaos. You need both, tightly integrated. Section: The road ahead, emerging threats and preparations. The threat landscape is evolving faster than most security programs can adapt. Here's what's coming and how to prepare. Autonomous AI agents. The next generation of AI tools won't just answer questions. They'll take actions. Agents that can browse the web, execute code, and interact with enterprise systems multiply exfiltration risk exponentially. An attacker who compromises an agent's decision-making can instruct it to systematically harvest and transmit data while appearing to perform legitimate work. Federated and edge AI. As models move to devices and edge infrastructure, the attack surface fragments. Compromising one endpoint could expose the model's learned patterns, including sensitive data encoded in weights through fine-tuning. Multimodal exfiltration, image, video, and audio AI capabilities create new channels. Steganographic techniques, hiding data within media files, could allow exfiltration that bypasses text-focused DLP entirely. Preparing your organization. Establish an AI security council with representation from security, legal, engineering, and business units budget for dedicated AI security tooling. This is now a category, not a novelty. Train security teams on AI-specific attack techniques and defenses. Run tabletop exercises simulating AI-mediated breach scenarios. Build relationships with AI vendors' security teams before you need incident response. The organizations that treat AI security as a strategic imperative today will be the ones still standing when the inevitable wave of AI-enabled breaches peaks. Here's my take on this. Autonomous AI agents aren't a future threat, they're shipping now. If you're not preparing for agent-based attacks, you're already behind. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. AI chatbots function as insiders with perfect memory. Every conversation is a potential exfiltration opportunity. Takeaway 2. Prompt injection attacks can weaponize legitimate AI workflows to extract sensitive data without user awareness. Takeaway 3. Defense in depth requires proxy architectures, input sanitization, output monitoring, and self-hosted models for sensitive workloads. Takeaway 4. Traditional DLP is insufficient. You need context-aware monitoring that understands conversational data flow. Takeaway 5. Governance frameworks must explicitly address AI acceptable use, vendor assessment, and integration with NIST AI RMF. Look, AI isn't going away. These tools are genuinely transformative. But transformation without security is just a fancy way of saying catastrophe in progress. The techniques we covered today, they're not theoretical. They're happening right now, in enterprises that thought they had security figured out. Build your defenses before you need them, not after. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.